The second line from the top of the Amid at the new Mishnah, Kate said, Isala, once the husband already had Kinu and Sira, what would he do at this point? He would bring her to the Bezdin in his town, and the Mepharshim discuss if this was a Bezdin of Gimel or a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, and at that point, the Bezdin will inquire of the Edim to make sure that the husband did a proper Kinui and there was an actual Sira. And once Bezdin verifies that this woman is a Safik Saita, then they give the husband two Talmid Chamim that will escort the husband and wife to Yerushalayim. As the only way to Mimashka, Safik Saita, is in the base of Migdash, and you need the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, as we'll learn in the next Mishnah. Therefore, Bezdin sends along with the husband and wife two Talmid Chamim to escort them, Shem Yavri Le'abedach, in order to make sure that the husband doesn't have beer with his wife while they're traveling. As if he does have beer with her while they're traveling, then as we learned in the last Mishnah, the Mayim Hamarim will not work, as the Pasuk states, Vinika Ishme Avain, as only if the husband did not do an Isser and did not have relations with her from the point that she became Asatim until he goes to Bezin. So then he says Avaina. However, Eina Ishmanuka Me'Avain, as we saw in Rashi in the Mishnah on the Vav Menalef, Ein HaMayim Baikinas Ishtai, then the Mayim HaMarim will not be Baidik his wife. And Rabbi Yehuda states that you don't have to send two Talmid Chamim, as Baidla Nemanalah, that the husband is Neman to go with her, and we're not going to be Choshish that he will actually have beer with her. We begin the Gemara, Treviyu Hatlasa, by the fact that the Mishnah states that the husband is going with the wife, and you have to send two Talmid Chamim, that means that they require to have three people in order to make sure that they weren't misyachid with each other while they were traveling. And the Gemara is, Le Misayele L'Rav, L'Chayr, let this be a riot to the din of Rav, Da'am Rabbi Yehuda Am Rav, because in Masech Tiskedushan, that Pe'al from an Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Rav, Lo'ishano El Be'er, the only time that a woman can be misyachid with two men is only in a city, Al B'derech Ad Ikash Leisha. However, if they're traveling and they're not in the city limits, then you have to have at least three men, and otherwise the woman cannot be misyachid with them. And Rav explains that the reason why when they're traveling you can't have one woman being misyachid with two men, because maybe one of these men will have to go to the bathroom, and during that time that he has to go to the bathroom, since they're not in the city and therefore there are open spaces, in order to find privacy he would have to walk away a great distance, and during that time frame there will only be one man left with this woman, and there will be a share of ichud, and therefore it would be also to two men to go together. At all times you want to make sure there are at least two men that are together with this woman. Chayra, our Mishnah seems to be exactly like Rav, as the Mishnah stated that even though the husband and wife are traveling together, you have to have two other men in order to make sure that there's never yichud together with this woman. Even though generally we say when Baila Be'ir, there is no problem of yichud at all. However, over here, since this husband is actually usa to his wife, if Bezim would send him to Yerushalayim together with only one other person, then we would have to be chayshish that maybe that one other person would have to go to the bathroom. Then the husband and wife will be misyachid together, and we have to be chayshish that maybe at that point he will have beer with her. And of course the same chashash applies when the husband would go to the bathroom, then she would be misachid with that one man that went with her, and that's why the Mishnah requires that the husband goes along with two Talmidei Chachamim. And the Gemara responds, Loi, it's not a raya to the din of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, as generally even if you would have one woman traveling together with two men, that would be fine even if it's not in the city. However, Hacha Hainu Taimo Kehech Levi La'asadi, the reason why the Chachamim required that he had two Talmidei Chachamim traveling together with him is in case that he actually has beer with her, then they could go to Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim and they could testify that this couple had beer. Therefore, Bezdin will not be able to give the Mayim HaMarim to this woman, and this woman will always be usa to her husband, and she'll be usa lechel b'tshuma, as the Mishnah stated on that Vav Menalef Eidu Asuris Melechel b'tshuma, and one of them was v'shabay lebal le'abaderech. Gemara continues, Talmid Chamim in Kuli Amaloi, that the Mishnah specified that Bezdin has to give them two Talmid Chamim to escort them to Yerushalayim, and it's Muchach Dafka Talmid Chamim and not other people. And the Gemara therefore says, let's say this is a riot to the other din that Rav taught us, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav, and this is the Masechet Kedushan on that Pei Amalav, Loishano Alek Sheirim, that the only time that we said that there's no problem of Yichud is only when the people that are Mesiachet with the women are Aksherin, Avu Prutzin, Afil Asar, Nami Loi. But if they're Prutzin, then even if you have 10 men together with a woman, that would not be enough and it would still be considered Yichud. And Mai Sahaya, in order to back this up, we actually had a story, Vaitzyu Asara B'mita, there was an Eshishish, and there were 10 men that took her out on a mita, meaning in an Oren, and they may believe that she was dead, and the purpose of going out of the city was in order to be mezana with her. And the Gemara answers, Loi, that's not necessarily riot to Rabbi Yehuda Rav, as Hacha Hayno Taima D'Yadar L'Suribe, the reason why specifically we need Talmid Chamim in our case was not because we want to make sure that there was no Yichud, we want to make sure that these Talmid Chamim could actually give them Hasra and say that you should know if you have beer together, then the Mayim Hamarim will not work. Even if you were mezana, you will never become mutter to your husband, and you'll always be Asal. lechel b'truma. And ayin taisa di b'maskel k'hechad yadi l'esruya bei, where he brings for the Gemara Masechtas Makis, where over there also it's mashma, that in order for someone to give a proper asra, you need talmid chachamim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, ba'ilu nemanallah, that even though she'll go only with her husband and she doesn't have talmid chachamim, the husband will still be neman not to be barna. And the Gemara starts, Tanya will learn to the Braiser, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, ba'ilu neman, mikal v'chayim, and Rabbi Yehuda knows this from a kal v'chayim, u'ma nida she bikaris, ba'ilu nemanallah, just like if a man is married to a woman and she becomes a nida, and even though there's an issakaris, a husband is neman to stay with her, and they don't have to separate while she's in nida, as we trust that the husband will not be with her, so saita she belav, so saita that the only reason why he cannot be with her at this point is only based on lav, like kolshkin, and certainly we should trust the husband that while he's traveling to Yerushalayim, he will not be with her. And the Gemara states, Rabbanan respond back to Rabbi Yehuda, he and Asenis, from your Raya Gufa, we actually hold that the opposite is true, as nida de karas chamir leim hemen, maybe negei nida, since it's an issakaris, therefore Bezin trusted that he won't go and be over an issakaris, and therefore they could stay together while she's in nida. However, saita de lav, lechamir leim leim hemen, negei saita, where the only issa for the husband to have beer with her is based on a lav, Bezin doesn't trust him, and therefore Bezin has to give him two talmid chamim in order to go together with him. And Rashi brings that the lav b'negei saita is based on the pasuk in Pashas Kisetze of lo yuchal bay lo risha nesha shilcha lo shilo kachta liyas lo liisha achrei asher utama. Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos on daf yud alfa and beis that states mani mikayim achrei asher utama the rabbi saita shenistra. This is coming to include that a saita that had sira is also to her husband until she actually drinks from the mayim hamarim. Or continues Rabbi Yehuda mikal v'chayim maisla. How did the brisa teach us that Rabbi Yehuda actually learns this from mikal v'chayim Rabbi Yehuda mikrei maisla? But we have another brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says that I learned this from pasuk the Tanya, as we learned to the brisa that the pasuk in the Yehiyah Saita states behave ishes ishtoi al kain, that the husband will bring his wife to the kain min atayah ish mevias ishtoi mid the brisa, the husband has to bring the wife. Aval amr chachamim, however the chachamim stated maisla shei talmid chachamim shem yavil la b'derech, the chachamim sent two talmid chachamim in order to escort the husband and wife to Yerushalayim because we're concerned that maybe they will have beer while they're traveling to Yerushalayim. And of course the Tanakama of this brisa seemed to be the same shita as the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehesi argues on the Tanakama. He states Bible Neman Allah that you don't have to send two Talmud Chumim as the husband is Neman, and the brisa states, or Rabbi Yehesi learns this from the same Kavachimah the first brisa brought in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara states that Mikavachimah Rabbi Yehesi learns this from the Kavachimah Umani does she bekaris Bible Neman Allah Soita she belav loy kolshkein, and Amru loy Nechum responded back to Rabbi Yehesi loyim Amrit Benida, that we understand Benigay Nida, why he's not Ostatar, Shekin Yesh Laheta, because after she's in Nida, he'll be Mutatar. And since he knows that this past Pasbisalai, that eventually he'll be able to have a relationship with his wife, so therefore it's not such a great Yitzhara. However, Tayim Besaita, Shein Laheta, Benigay Saita, even though it's true that it's Lav and it's not Karis, Maisa, if we find that she was actually Tomei and she actually was Mizana, therefore he'll never be able to have beer with her again. And Lefikach, as Rashi says, Libay Reida Fechra, his heart runs after her, as it's not Pasbisalai. And as the Gemara brings from the Pasuk of Mishlei, Va'imeh, Mayim Genuvim Yitaku, Velechem Sisarim Yinam, therefore we have to be Choshish that maybe he'll be Baal Abaderech, and that's why we have to make sure to give them two Talmid Chamim in order to escort them to Yerushalayim. And I in Taisa Shantz, we ask, May Va'imeh, why do we need this Pasuk, Hakfan Nifrecha Kavachema, if the Gemara already bought a Pecha for the Kavachema? And he explains, V'yeshleim, the Hakhi Purusha, V'chitema, the Yeshle Lubal, Lius Neman al Ishtai, that maybe we would say that a husband is Neman on his wife, the Kivin she's Snua Be'inav, since at this point she's a suffix saita and therefore he hates her. She definitely had kinyan and stira, and potentially she was even mizana, and therefore there should be no chash that he actually would have be her. And that's why the Gemara brings the pasuk of Mayim Genuvim Taku to tell us that even though he may hate her, but the maisa, since at this point she's asatim, therefore that would make it more geshmak, and you have to be choshish that maybe he'll have beer with her. And although in this brisa Rabbi Yehesi learns this in from a kalvachaymah, how Rabbi Yehuda imed, the brisa continues that Rabbi Yehuda states, min atayra ish mevis ishtay alakayin, mid the brisa a man could bring his wife to the kayin, and there was no requirement to have two talmid chum to escort them. And he learns this from the pasuk that says b'negei saita shenema v'hevi ishes ishtai, that the husband brings his wife to the kayin, and therefore it's been first in the Torah that you don't have to have two talmid chum to escort you, and he doesn't have the svar of the rabbanon. Why does the brisa state Rabbi Yehuda learns this from a kal v'chaimah if l'chayyur that's Rabbi Yehesi shita and not Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara answers amalu kal v'chaimah b'reisha. Really, originally Rabbi Yehuda had the same kal v'chaimah as Rabbi Yehesi, and he told them a kal v'chaimah as we stated in the first brisa. And as we saw in the first brisa, the Rabbanan actually stated that he and his senes needed the karas chamir lei mehemin and cited the lav lei chamir lei v'lei mehemin, and therefore they shlugged up his kavachayma. And once they shlugged up the kavachayma, v'hada amalu kra, and then Rabbi Yehuda just told him back that the pasuk says meferish that the hevi ishes ishtai, that the husband brings the wife to the kayin. Kohen. And clearly we see that even without a Kal V'chomer, there was no requirement for two Talmid Chum to escort the husband to bring her to Yerushalayim and to bring her to the Kohen. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama, L'chomer in this second Raisa, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the same Shita as the Tanakama, as both learned from the Pasuk of Behavior Ish Es Ishtai, and the Gemara answers a simple teretz, Eker B'neu Aval Amru. Of course, there's a major Nafka Mina, as according to Tanakama, although Midu Raisa, all you need is the husband to take his wife, and you don't need two Talmid Chumim. However, Midu Rabbanan, they were Misakin, they need two Talmid Chumim to escort the husband together with the wife to Yerushalayim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have such a Takana. We continue with the new Mishnah, they would bring her to Bezna Gadol, the Bezna of Ayin Alef that was in the Lishkas HaGazes, that was in Yerushalayim, and they would get her nervous, and they would try to frighten her in the same manner that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin tells us that Bezna would frighten Edim that came to testify in the case of Dinin Nefashis. And the Taisus Shans, as well as Taisus on Daf Zayin Beis, both yes, the Lachayah, why didn't the Mishnah and Masechta Sanhedrin list this among the cases where you need a Bezna of Ayin Alef, and it should have listed the case of Saita as well. And the Taisus Shans states, the ton of Ishaya, the Hachinami like Tani, Zakim Amri, the Tzar of Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, that we also don't mention the case of Zakim Amri, where it also requires a Bezin of Ayin Aleph in order to become a Zakim Amri. And Taisus on Daf Zayin on Beis states that the reason why we don't mention the case of Saita and Zakim Amri as cases where you need a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, Taisus states, Mishum, the Gmar Shel Saita of Zakim Amri, Loihoy Bezin Shel Shim Rechod, because the Gmar Din of a Saita and Zakim Amri doesn't have to happen in a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues, Vaimim Law, and Bezin would tell our BT, our daughter, Habe Yayin Isa, that you should know you shouldn't be embarrassed to be Maida, because many times if someone drinks a lot and they become Shikha, then sometimes they could be Mizana, and therefore it's better to be Maida at this point. In addition, Habe Tzchaika Isa, being Misachik with people and enjoying yourself with other men, sometimes this could come to Uznus, and really it's not your fault, it was only your Yetzahara, and therefore you should be Maida. In addition, Habe Yaldas Isa, sometimes because you're young, you do something which is silly, and you actually didn't mean to do this, and therefore it wasn't something that you did be amazing, and you should be Maida. In addition, there are many times that people have bad neighbors, and that's why they do an Avera, and it's really not based on your own act, and therefore you should still be Maida, and you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should make sure to be Maida in order that we don't have to erase the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are written in the Pasha of Saita, and which we'll have to erase and put into the water as one of the ingredients of the Mayim Amarim. And then we say in front of her, and he v'chol mishpachas beis aviyah, different things which are not appropriate for her or her family to hear, and of course her family would come with her to Bezin and to Yerushalayim in order to see what happens with her, and therefore it's not appropriate that they hear what we're about to say. Rashi brings that the Gemara will explain that we say in front of her the Hidoyis of Tzadikim and Rishayim. You should know that even Tzadikim were Maida when they did Averis, and therefore you should be Maida that you did this Avera, and as we know that Yehuda was Maida and he wasn't embarrassed, as Yehuda stated to Tamar, Tzadka Mimeni. And the Mishnah continues, Im Amra Tmeani, if at this point she's murdered that she was Mizana and therefore she's Tamei, so then the husband will give her a get, she will lose a ksuba, and as Rashi says, you write a receipt about a ksuba that Zanisi, I was Mizana with Sadik Subasi, and I lost my right to my ksuba, and you give this receipt to the husband in order that she doesn't come to collect a ksuba at a later point. However, of course, she's not killed because Lemaisa, she didn't have Edom and Astra, and of course she's not Chayim Misa. At that point, once she gets a get, she will go out from the Rishus of her husband and she could get remarried. The Mishnah continues, however, she says, I'm Tar, then we continue with the process of the Mayim Arim and we bring her to the Shar Mizrach, which Rashi says is the eastern gate by the opening of the Har Habayis, and then we take her from there, L'Shar Nikna, to Shar Nikna, which was also the east gate that was between the Ezra's Noshim and the Ezra's Yisrael, Shesham Mashkan and Sesaitis, as that was the place where they used to do the Hashkah of the Mayim Amarim to the Saita. The reason why they gave it to drink at that place was because the Pasuk says, Behemidah Lufnei Hashem, and Rashi explains that we know the thickness of the Shar Nikna was not in the Skadish Bekdusha Azara, because at the time that the Metzayah would have to bring his Kabanes as a Bechusa Kapurim, the Kohen would actually have to place the blood and oil onto his right thumb and onto his right large toe. And of course, since the Metzayah at that point was Bechusa Kapurim, he couldn't go into the Azara, but also you couldn't take out the blood out of the Azara, because then it would become a Apostle B'yaitzeh, and therefore the Metzayah would stand in the thickness of the door of Shar Nikna, and he would stretch his thumb and his large toe into the Azara, and we know that Bia B'mixas Loishma Bia, and that's the way that the Kohen was able to put the Dam and Shemen onto his large toe and onto his thumb. As the Mishnah continues, Umetarin Sayyaledes, and that is the place where the Umetarin Yaledes, Umetarin Samitarin, and that was where the final process of the Tyrus Mitzvah would take place. And the Mishnah continues, V'kayin eiches b'begdal, and the kayin would grab onto her clothing by her neckline, and im nikru nikru, if he rips it and it actually ripped a little bit, that's fine. Vim nifru nifrumu, and if it actually rips even more so, it doesn't rip along the seams, even if it rips in many pieces, that would be fine. Achu megalas liba, and he makes sure that he reveals her heart in order to embarrass her. And even though this woman may be tar, however, since Lamaisa there was Kina and Sira, so even though it's true that she may have not been Mizana, but Lamaisa she secluded herself with another man, and we want to make sure that other people realize that if they seclude themselves with another man after the husband warns them, then they will be actually be embarrassed and therefore hold them back from even secluding themselves, even if they are Lamaisa, not Mizana. And the Mishnah continues with Saisa Saira, and not only do we uncover her here, but we also undo her braids. And Rabbi Huda however, if she's a beautiful woman, then you will not undo her dress, as the Gemara will explain, and if she has beautiful hair, they would also not remove her braids. And the Mishnah continues, if she was wearing white clothing in order to beautify herself, then we would dress in black clothing in order to take away her beauty, if she had golden begodim on her, or golden kalim, and we continue on, or some sort of a choker, which they used to wear in order to show that they were fatter, which made them look beautiful, which is discussed in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph and in the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and Rashi and our Gemara states Tachshidhu Kamin Chetzi Eagle Pasuach V'Segeres Bayis Sechluka. It's some sort of a clasp, some sort of a brooch that was used to fasten the clothing. Or if she was wearing Nizamim or Tabayis, nose rings or regular rings, Mavir Mimena Kadela Navla, then they would take them away from her and they would remove it from her in order to make her look disgusting. V'Achach Mevi Chevel Mitzvi V'Koshri L'Malim Edah, and then they would take a rope was made from some sort of fiber from a palm tree. They would use it in order to tie her clothing up and in order that her breast should not be showing. Mishnah teaches V'chol Reitz L'Reis Bali Reis, if anyone wants to come and see the process, they would be able to come and see. Chutz Me'avadel V'shev Chayseha M'plei Shaliba Gospel. However, we would not allow her Avadim or Shvachis to come because then she would feel more secure and she won't be Misvada. And as Rashi states, K'sha Adam Roya B'nei Beisai Daita Miskabera Salav Loitir V'loitayda, when a person sees the people of his household, they will feel more empowered and they won't be Maida and they won't be frightened. And we want her to be Maida because we don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to be erased in the water. Mishnah continues, and all women are required to come and see her. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, in order to get rid of Znus from this earth, you should warn all the women, and she will not do like the other people that did Znus before her. The Gemara begins, and as Rashi explains, of course we know that you have to take the site to Yishlayim, as the Pasuk states, how do you know that you specifically have to have the Bezna Gadol of Shim V'Echad that will be involved in the process? Maybe either of the other two Batidinim that were in the Beis HaMikdash could actually be the ones that take care of this process. And as we know, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two Batidinim of Esav V'Shloisha, one by the Pesach HaRbayis and one by the Pesach HaZara. Gemara states, Amar Chiyah Bagam, the Amar B'Yesi B'Klina, Asya Tayra Tayra, we learn it out from the din of Zakim Ma'amri, where it says Tayra, and it also says Tayra B'Negei Yisaita, as Ksif Hacha B'Negei Yisaita states, for us la Kain is called Tayra, the Ksif Hasam B'Negei Zakim Ma'amri, it states, Apia Tayra Asher Rucha, Ma'ala Alon B'Shim V'Echad, Afkam B'Shim V'Echad, and as Rashi states, B'Negei Zakim Ma'amri, it says in the Tayra, Min HaMakam Ahu, and we learn out, Makam Yuchad, Dahin Lishas HaGazish, Shafil Matzoyin, Abbe Pagi V'Himra Alein, Yafin Mene, De'in Hamras Hamra, then not only do you need a Bezin Shel Shim V'Echad, but his Hamra has to be against the Bezin Shel Shim V'Echad. That moment when he rebelled, the Bezin Shel Shim V'Echad have to be actually in the Lishas HaGazish, and they can't be just anywhere in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the same din applies by the Geya Saita, that the only ones that could actually do the process of the Mayim Amarim is only the Bezin Shel Shem V'Echad. I'm in Taisis who's bothered that L'chira, since the Zakim Amri has to have a Bezin Shel Shem V'Echad, and it can't be done once the Bezin Shel Shem V'Echad actually added Lishkas HaGazis. We know that the judgment of the Zakim Amri actually ceased even prior to Churban Bayis Sheni, at the time that the Sanhedrin was Golsa from the Lishkas HaGazis to the Chanus, as at that point they weren't any longer in the Lishkas HaGazis. Therefore, at that time, the din of the Mayim Hamarim should also have ceased, and we know Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, who lived a bit later than that, was the one who actually put a stop to the concept of Saita and to the Mayim Hamarim, as the Gemara will state on the Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Taisus states, V'nira de'iyum lo yehoyim akiv, that really the Sanhedrin was only required in order to actually go and warn the woman and get her scared, and that is not ma'akiv. V'im lo yehoyim ma'ayim in klal, and even if they don't actually warn her and they don't get scared, aval pikein hoyseh shoyseh, would not be ma'akiv the shtiyah of the Mayim Hamarim, and hilkach hoyseh neheges afil la'achagolos, and therefore the Mayim Hamarim and the dinim of Saita was still noyeg even after the Sanhedrin went to Golos. And the Gemara continues, and we quote from the Mishnah, Bechulu that the Mishnah stated the Sanhedrin would frighten her in order that she should be Moida and she should not drink from the Mayim Amarim and cause that the Shem Shemayim should be raised into the Mayim Amarim. The Gemara asks, Veraminu, are you telling me that the only time that they frighten her and they try to get her to be Moida has only been a Geir to be Moida? She was Mizana in order that she should not have to drink, but L'chayr, we find in the Brisa that they even scared her in order to get her to drink. As the Brisa states, Keder Shemayim Aleha Shloitishta, the same way that Bezin would try to get her not to drink and they would get her scared in order that she should be Moida and therefore they shouldn't have to erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Kach Ba'ayim Aleha Shetishta, it would also try to convince her that she should drink the Mayim Amarim and prove that she's actually innocent. The Brisa explains, Aimler, they would say to her, Biti, our daughter, in Baruch Lecha Adavish Atahirat, if you actually clear that you actually tar and you're innocent, Imdi Al Berecha, then you should stand firm, Vishasi, and you should drink. Lefishain Mayim Amarim, Doimin El Sam Yavish, the Mayim Amarim are similar to a dry ointment, Shemunach Al Basachai, which is placed on raw skin. In Yesha Maka, if there's a Maka there, the Machachal Yerid, then the ointment will penetrate into the skin and will go down and heal the wound. And Ain Shemaka, however, if there's no Maka and you're really innocent, then Ain Omeo Klum, it doesn't do anything and it doesn't have any effect. And therefore, you shouldn't be scared to drink to Mayim Amarim if you're actually innocent. And the Gemara answers, Leikasha, Kan Kledim Shinumcha Kamagilla, Kan Lacha Shinumcha Kamagilla, that in our Mishnah, we're talking about specifically a case where they did not yet erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Megillah, and therefore they would try to convince her that she should be Moida if she was Tamei in order that she should not drink, and in order that the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be erased. But once the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were already erased, then Fakert, we want to make sure that she actually goes through the process in order that it wasn't done in vain, and in order that she drinks the Mayim Amarim, and therefore they would convince her and say that if you actually are Tar, then you should not be scared, and you should actually drink the Mayim Amarim. Rashi explains our Gemara a bit differently, and he says, Shalitir min Amayim, that she should not be scared from the water, the Toyman should say to Mayani that she's Tame even though she's really Tar, in order that she shouldn't have to drink the water. As at that point, once she says to Mayani, she will not be able to drink the water any longer, the Taiti Laz al Atma Val Banel, and she'll be Asa to her husband, and she'll be Asa Bachuma forever, will cause a terrible Laz to come out about herself that she's a Mazayna and that her children are potentially Mamzerim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Va'im Lefana Dvarim She'ena Kedai L'Shaiman He V'chol Mishpachas Beis Aviyah. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanra Bonon, Oim Lefana Dvarim Shalagado, Maisim She'u, B'Ksuvim Rishaynim. We see in front of our different stories and Maisim that happen in Ksuvim Rishaynim, Kagoin, for example, like the Pasuk states in Eov, Asher Chacham Yagidu, that smart people state, L'Chadu Me'avaisam, and they didn't hold back these stories from their fathers. And the Braisa explains that this refers to Yehuda Hoid of Leibosh, that Yehuda was Moida, and he was not embarrassed to be Moida, that he actually did not veer with Tama, and he said, Satka Mimena, Maya Yisayfai, and what was the end? Nachal Chayel Lomba, he received a Yusha of Chayel Lomba, and Reuven Hoid of Leibosh, and similarly, Reuven was also Moida, they did the Avera of Bilbil Yitzui Aviv, and he moved the bed of Bila, and he wasn't embarrassed, and Maya Yisayfai, and what was his end result? Nachal Chayel Lomba, he received the Yusha of Chayel Lomba as well. The Braisa now is, Maskaran, and what was the Schar for Yehuda and for Reuven? And the Gemara asked on the Braisa, Maskaran, why is the Braisa asking what was the Schar of Yehuda and Reuven if Lemaisa Kid Karminon, if it states Mefurish that the Schar was that there were Neichel Chayel Lomba? And the Gemara explains the Shaila of the Braisa is, El Maskaran by Lemazer, what was the Schar and the reward they actually received in this world? And the Gemara says, Lahem Levadim Nitnar Erz Vleovizah Betecham, the next Pasuk in Eve actually teaches us that the Schar was the Malchus only came from Yehuda and therefore he had dominion over Eretz Yisrael, and that's what it means, Lahem Levadim Nitnar Erz, regarding Yehuda, and Reuven also received Eretz Yisrael first because he received the inheritance of Eva Yardin before any of the other Shvatim. And in addition, there was also another Maila that Reuven and Yehuda received, as the Pasuk states, then no one separated between Reuven and Yehuda, and during the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael, Pashas V'Zaysa Bracha, there was no space between Reuven and Yehuda. Moshe Rabbeinu starts and states, Yichi Reuven, and then right afterwards, he goes straight to Yehuda, and he says, V'Zays L'Yehuda. And the Gemara now explains, Bishlam Yehuda, Eshkan Da'idi, we know that Yehuda was Moida regarding the Ma'is of Tamar, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayaki Yehuda, Yehuda recognized his staff, and Vayomen, he said, Satka Mimeni, that she is actually innocent, and actually, this child is from me. El Reuven Minolan Da'idi, where do we see that Reuven was actually Moida? And the Gemara answers, Amr Shmuel Banachmeni, Amr Be'echadon, Ma'id Chsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says in Pasha V'Zays Abracha, Yichi Reuven Ba'al Yomais V'Zays L'Yehuda? Number one, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu actually states Yichi Reuven right after he completes giving a bracha for Reuven? He discusses Yehuda and he also says the term Vizais Yehuda, which is mashma, that there's some connection between Reuven and Yehuda. And Shmuel Manachmeni explains in the name of Rabbi Echron that Kol Eis and Shalom Shehi Sol Bamidbar Hayah Etzmeis Shel Yehuda Mikugalin, that just like they took the Atzus Yosef out of Mitzrayim, they also took out the bones of all the Shvatim as well. And we learned this based on the pasuk that states, "Ve'lisim esas meitzim mizeretchem," that Yosef told the Shvatim, "You will bring out my bones together with you." And we learn out, "Imatz meisechem," together with your bones. During the entire time that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, the bones of Yehuda were shaking around and they were rattling around in his coffin. And Rashi explains the reason why they were rattling around is Mepleish Nides Atzmai Bavoyne Shel Binyamin, because he put himself in Chayim based on him co-signing for taking care of Binyamin and making sure Binyamin came back to Yaakov. And he stated, "V'chatarsim l'cha kol yomim," that if I don't bring Binyamin back to you, then I will be considered like I have a chet to you my entire day. And Rashi says, "Afilu l'olam haba," even though of course nothing happened to Binyamin, but the Gemara Makis on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis teaches us that Nidu Shel Chacham Afilu Al Tnai Uba, if a Talmud Chacham put someone in Chayim, even though it was done Al Tnai, still be a valid Chayim. And therefore, the bones of Yehuda had no rest while Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. The Gemara continues, "Ad Shalom Moshe Bikash Lo Rachmim," until Moshe got up and he davened for Yehuda and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanas and Amal of Fanav, and he said in front of Hashem, "Rebbein Shalom, Bigarm Reuven Shahida," who caused that Reuven should actually be Maida, Yehuda, based on the fact that Yehuda is Maida. Therefore, Reuven learned from Yehuda and he was also Maida on his Chet Yaakov Avinu by being Bilbil Yitzui Aviv. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said, "Vizayis Yehuda," and this should happen to Yehuda and he should be in such sar. Moshe Rabbeinu continued, "Shema Hashem, call Yehuda," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the voice of Yehuda. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Moshe's tefillah, and all the Yivrael Shafa and all the Yivarim of Yehuda went back into their sockets, and his body became whole. V'loyav k'mayin le'lem sifta rikia. But at that point, even though his body stopped shaking, but the ma'isa, they didn't let him into the sifta rikia, and he wasn't able to sit together with tzaddikim and learn Torah because he was still in chayim. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu continued and said, "Vel amay tevienu," you should bring him together with his nation. Once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Moshe's tefillah, and he let him into the sifta rikia. However, le'av k'yada mishkel mitzvah b'shmeitzah b'had rabbanon. At this point, Yehuda was still not able to understand what Rabbanon was speaking about, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu once again said, "Yodav Ravloi," you should make sure that his hands would be able to have koyach, and they would be able to be loicham b'mcham shel Torah. And once again, Hashem listened. Le'av k'salkad le'shmeitzah libed hilchasa. But even though he was able to speak and learning, but l'maisa his svaris weren't winning the day, wasn't able to come out with halach l'maisa, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu once again davened and said, "Ve'ezim mitzar tia," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him, he should be able to be mechaven l'halacha. And once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah of Moshe. And l'maisa, we see from this story that the only reason why Reuven was eventually Maida was because he saw that Yehuda is Maida, and this is based on the Medrash and based on the psukim of Vizayis Yehuda and the smichas of the psukim between the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Reuven and the bracha of Moshe to Yehuda. And Ayin Bach in Ois Aleph, where he brings down from Taisus in Perka Chayvel in Baba Kama on Daf Tzadik Beis, where Taisus states, "Avagav the Amav Medrash, the Yashiv Reuven Abar," that Reuven returned to the bar where Yosef was thrown. So we see that Reuven already did tshuva prior to the Maisa of Yehuda and Tamar, which only happened in the next Pasha. But the Maisa, he wasn't Maid Burabim, Adacha Shehoid Yehuda, till the point that he saw that Yehuda was Maida and he admitted to the Maisa of Tamar. And the Gemara continues, Bishlam Yehuda Da'idi, we understand why Yehuda had to admit Kehechelitisar of Tamar, because otherwise there was danger that Tamar was about to be put to death. As the Pasuk says, Himutzais, El Reuven Lomalei Da'idi, L'chayro, there was no purpose in Reuven actually being Maida about his chet and admitting to the chet, because Va'am Rav Sheshes stated, Chotzev Alai, the Mifrit Chotei, that it's actually Chutzpah, anyone that goes as Mefarish the chet. Rashi explains, if someone admits his chet, Barabim, it's Mashma and it's Nira, She'en Nichlam Medova, that he's not embarrassed from this thing, and L'chayro, it's not a proper thing to admit your chet, Barabim. The Gemara answers, Kehechet Le'lichshtu Achay Ba'dei, that in a Chinami, there was also a purpose for Reuven to admit, as up until this point, his father was Chayshid, all of the brothers, and at this point, Reuven was able to admit that it was him, and therefore his father no longer was Chayshid the rest of his brothers. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, "Im Amr Tmeyani," if she admits and she says that I was Mizana, then Sheveres Ksubas of Yoytis, we write a Sheva, and she will receive a get, and she will no longer be married to this man. The Gemara points out, Shmas Mina Kaisvin Sheva, can we have a Raya from our Mishnah that our Mishnah hold that you're allowed to write a Sheva, and this is Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi in Mesechtes Bar Basra, as Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kaisvin Sheva, that you can force someone not to write a receipt, and the only way that they could get paid is only if they bring the shtar, in order that you should be able to rip up that shtar, because in Kain, Tzarech Zel, Lishma Shoivre, Minach Barim, as if you'll write a Shoiva, it will require a borrower to pay off a loan, even though he doesn't receive the original note, then there's still a danger that at this point, the borrower will have to watch this receipt, as if some point he loses the receipt, the lender may bring out the note and may collect once again. Our Mishnah Mishnah states Sheveres Ksubasa V'yotzeis, and we do write a Sheva, and therefore it's Mashma like Rabbi Yisi and not like Rabbi Yehuda, and Amar Abaye, and therefore Abaye says Tanim Mekras, that in the Chanam in the Mishnah we will state that the Mishnah doesn't mean that we write a Sheva, but we should actually learn in the Mishnah that we rip up the Ksuba, and we actually do not write a Sheva. And Taisis is that L'chira, over here we're not talking about a case where someone's coming to pay a debt. In our case is a scenario where the husband will never have to pay this debt, and therefore it does make sense to write him a receipt that he should know that this ksuba is paid, and even if she doesn't bring the ksuba, we would still write such a shayva for him in order to make sure that he doesn't have to pay. And entices how he explains our Gemara, and the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, Rava responds back to Abaya, Vashaveres Ktani, L'maisa Amishta say, the Shaveres Ksubasa, and didn't say Mekares, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, B'makam Shein Kaisu Ksuba Skinan, our Mishnah is talking about a case where it was not the standard to write a ksuba, and since the minig was not to write a ksuba, and therefore at a later point, if this woman would bring a get into Bezdin, Bezdin would state that this woman has a right to collect her ksuba, and in our Mishnah, since this woman agreed, and she was moida that she was tamei, and that she was mezana, therefore we write a shaiva for the husband to prove that he has no responsibility to pay her ksuba, even if she brings her get into Bezdin. And as Rashi says, B'bakum she'in kaisin ksuba, el soim chanal t'nai Bezdin, she'tiknu l'besulim asayim v'la mona mona, uch she'megasha, maitzi agita v'gaiva ba, the way that she would collect her ksuba is by bringing her get to Bezdin, uch she's amona, when her husband dies, but via edim misa v'gaiva, she would bring edim that her husband dies, and she'd be able to be gaiva ksuba, v'hasam kivin le efsha, in a place where it was not a minute to write the ksuba, and therefore they couldn't rip up the ksuba, and there was no other way to protect the husband. So my Rabbi Yehuda, she'kaisin sheva, over there certainly Rabbi Yehuda is minded that he would write a sheva, the tevle shehe biyadik, sas raya, shepara, kadesh le tachse v'tavi, edim misa achirim, bebezdin achar, v'tetbenu, ayin and Rashi. Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah once again, vim amr tahirani, and if she says that I am tar, and I want to drink to my amarim, ma'al nais l'sharim mizrach, then they bring her to the eastern gate and to Shah Nikna. And the Gemara asks, why do we have to be ma'al naisa and bring her up into the Beis HaMikdash and to the Shah Mizrach if l'chayr hasam kai, she was already by the Sanhedrin, which was the Lishkas HaGozes, because we stated that they were ma'ayim naisa and they were getting her nervous about drinking to ma'ayim amarim. And we continue on daf chesam anal to maskinala machtinala kedei liyaga. Eina chinami, she was originally by the Shah Mizrach and she was by the Lishkas HaGozes. However, afterwards, they took her off to Har Bayis and then they brought her back up in order to tire her out, as maybe at that point she would be moida till she actually was tamei and she was actually mezana. And the Gemara explains that Tanya, just like we learned in the Braisa in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Benigeya Edom that came to say testimony about Dina Nefashis, Rav Shimon Laza stated that Bezdin Messinas Edom in Machlum Machim, that Bezdin would cause the Edom to move from place to place, Kadesh Tarif Daitan Len V'Yachsuban, in order that he should get confused and get tired, and then they potentially will be moida that they were actually lying, and this was done in order to save the person that they were testifying against, as the Pasuk says, that Tzilu Eida, and we will stop over here.